What role does emotion play in all of those, the way pressure show up in those high performers?
I think emotion is everything. And the better understanding we can have about emotion, the better we'll be able to understand what's really driving behavior. So if you remember, we talk often about emotions being powerful drivers of behavior or powerful motivators. Mm-hmm. I think that's true. And most of this happens kind of below the surface at more of an unconscious level. So part of what I'm trying to help them do is understand how some of those things at an unconscious level and how some of those emotions that they may not be aware of might be driving their decision making and their actual behaviors.
Tell our listeners a little bit about what your come from is on what emotions really are.
So, you know, we think of emotions or feelings, things that we experience. You know, they motivate us, but they're really powerful. And I think they're mostly the drivers that, like I said, we tend to not pay attention to. And many people were brought up with the notion that, you know, certain emotions were okay, others were not okay. If you think about little kids or maybe when you really even care about somebody as an adult, it's really hard to see people you care about struggle or suffer or deal with sad or difficult emotions. Mm-hmm. We don't want people to be in pain that we care about. So we spend a lot of time trying to fix those things. And when I say fix those, I mean make them go away.
Right.
So, oh, you shouldn't feel that way or don't feel this or there's no reason to do. You know, you feel what you feel. And reasons, who knows why, we can get into that, but it's your experience. And so denying somebody's emotions is generally not a good thing to do in terms of any kind of relationship or in terms of our own mental health.